Hello again, it's Charlie Tuna back in the radio. Oh, no, knock it. I don't need this for a living. I always go back to my first chosen profession in life, that of being a baseball player. Hey, it's in the family. My dad was a baseball player. That is up until the time I was born. I was dad's first error.
Wash away my trouble. Wash away my pain. Where the rain is shambala. Wash away my sorrow. Wash away my shame. Where the rain is shambala. Oh, ooh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, ooh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Everyone is helpful.
Chenowood, patience and sugar-coated breakfast cereals dancing in my head. Must have been that pizza I had for dinner last night. Next up is Bette Midler, the boogie-woogie bugle boy. I think I recognize that greeting from a phone call a moment ago. Bette! Was that you, baby?
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up, and he was almost a draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He's a lower bugle for his Uncle Sam. They really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next year the cap went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tootly attitude. He blows H to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note. Let the bass and guitar is playing with him. Company just a leap with reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. When he played boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a busy bee. When he played, he made the company jump the eight to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And out of tootly, out of tootly, out of doot doot, he goes eight to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep with boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early fright. They clap their hands and step, step.
George Harrison. Give me love. Give me peace on earth. Give me some more money, folks. Let's face it, right? If we all admitted what we really worship, all banks would have stained glass windows. Just think about it. It's George Harrison with Charlie Tunis. Give me love. That telephone number in New Jersey is, I've got one of the neighbor kids in a studio with me today because of this ad I ran across as I was going on the air. The football season is in full swing. Well, almost again. It'll be, I guess, opening up in about a month. But there's an ad here for the Mid-Valley Rams. Now, apparently those aren't one of the pro teams, but has Rams, so it must be something. And he wanted to, he's interested in about the Mid-Valley Rams and what you do. Apparently they're holding sign-ups right now. So I tell you, I'll just stay right here and I'll call for you in a second. We'll investigate this. Boy, I can't wait. I mean, timeout for a measurement, gang tackle, swing the end around, illegal use of the hands, roll out, six-man pile-up, holding, quick whip, short pass. What? No, it's nothing to do with football. It's the engineers' parties after the games. Some people think that our military air operations got started at the time of the Wright brothers in the early 1900s. They're wrong. The Civil War marks the spot. That was when John LaMontagne and Thaddeus C. Lowe became successful balloonists with the Army's first air arm. It was called the Balloon Corps of the Army of the Potomac. Lowe's balloons weren't just a lot of hot air. They were valuable as airborne observation posts. Our military aviation history goes back a long way, wouldn't you say? All right, we are going to call this Mid-Valley Rams number. I'm going to call... And just see what you have to go through to sign up for this Pop Warner football. It's 344 Rams.
Mid-Valley Rams, wait 1 second, okay?
Oh, okay, fine. Wait 1 second. Daddy, it's a radio station.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
This is Charlie Tuna.
Yes, sir.
And just read your announcement about you can sign up for Mid-Valley Rams football.
Oh, thank you very much.
The reason I called, the neighbor kids here in the studio who wanted to sign up.
Oh, good.
Well, actually, he doesn't want to sign up. He wants to be traded to Mid-Valley Rams football.
I see.
What he'll require is 3 fourth-grade draft choices, 5 Joe Namath bubblegum cards, and a dictionary to look up Howard Cosell's favorite words. Now, one thing I must caution you, though.
Yes?
His arm is a little questionable. He hurt it while he was bending his elbow at a Gatorade chug-a-lug contest. So, he would like to sign. He has several offensive lines, too. He can write on the locker room wall. And we have our phone girl here who takes my request. They would be willing to demonstrate some illegal use of the hands if you'd like to see it on the radio.
We wouldn't have any trouble with him for with the management, would we?
I don't think so. As long as you don't try and sign him to a contract. And if you do, make sure there are no loose ends. So to speak. I'm sorry, Jack Snow, if you're listening. Listen, so if you'd like to sign him up here, I have his name, okay?
Okay, what is his name?
It's Roman. You spell that R-O-M-A-N. Got that?
I've got
hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, just so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Sebastian, Love and Spoonful. Summertime in the City with Charlie Tuna. I always tell us summer, you start seeing those strange ads pop up in the underground newspapers in the personals column that read, wanted someone to share a sensual experience with a Shell No Pest Strip. Please, no freaks need apply.
You say you want to see the truth, but it's hard to find no one to help you. Your friends don't have the time. Hey, hey, hey. So you ride around in your car, switch on the radio. Way.
That's Cat Stevens with Charlie Tuna and the Hurt. I wish you wouldn't point like that. They say a picture is worth 10,000 words. Well, what about the picture your host overseas have of you? It's worth 10,000 words they might read about the United States. Let's face it, whatever you do in a foreign land affects the picture your hosts have of the United States. So what happens when you come across strange sights and customs unfamiliar to you? Showing respect for your host's way of life will pay big dividends in winning friends for the United States. And it will make you quite popular, too. On a telephone, a gentleman with some sort of a problem. Hello?
Hello, Charlie.
Yes.
I have this problem.
What is the problem?
Well, do you have the LA Times with you?
Yeah.
Okay, can you look at the classified section?
Can I look at the classified section of the LA Times? Which page?
Last page.
The last page? You mean 26?
Yeah, lower right-hand corner.
Lower right-hand corner. Crossword puzzle.
You know what 17 across is?
17 across. It says thoroughly phrase. Thoroughly. Oh, a phrase for thoroughly?
Yes.
What is the phrase? Let's see, how many words does it have here? 17 across, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 letters.
Yes.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Thoroughly, a phrase.
I have the one above it, 14 across. Forest fire.
Let's see, what is that? Ranger's concern. Oh, no, that isn't the ranger's concern. Forest fires, it's Smokey Bear.
He's had a bit of a physiological problem lately, and all the grass has been dying in the forest. You know the old song, what was it? Love grows where my rosemary goes. Well, these days for Smokey, it's just the opposite. Here's Plastic Man.
Willing to stick to the end.
Memories of the Carpenters.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well. Every sha-la-la-la, every woe still shines. Yesterday once more. Looking back on how it was in years gone by, and the good times that I had, makes today seem rather sad. So much has changed. It was songs of love that I would sing to them, and I'd memorize each word. Those old melodies still sound so good to me as they melt the years away. Every sha-la-la-la, every woe still shines. Every shing-a-ling-a-ling that they're starting to sing so fine. All my best memories come back clearly to me. Some can even make me cry just like before. It's yesterday once more. Every shingle.
Carpenters, Yesterday, Once More, with Charlie Tuna. Now, I figure I only go around once in life, so I grab for all the gusto the first time. I'm getting some calls in here, people contributing information as to what they think that 10-letter crossword puzzle word is for thoroughly, and we'll find out some of the suggestions here in a minute. Can you picture a seagoing Paul Bunyan? There was one. His name? Alfred Bullrod Stormalong, legendary hero of the United States Navy. He stood 30 feet tall and had muscles like powder cakes. He became captain of the Courser, a ship which was so long that it took a man 24 hours to make the trip from stem to stern on horseback. Stormalong's initials came to stand for able-bodied, giving rise to the expression able-bodied seamen. Legends like this add spice to military life. Like this living legend of radio, adding spice. Charlie Tuna, and we have some people on the... We need a 10-letter word for thoroughly, so let me jump onto the lines here and see what they got for me. Hello?
Early phrase, telephone.
Telephone? What does that have to do with thoroughly?
Well, Pacific telephone's usually pretty thorough.
Goodbye!
Hello, what was this to talk about? Why do you want us to call? What's this all about?
This is a recording.
Am I on the, Oh, this is not a recording.
This is a recording.
It is not.
This is a recording. At the tone, please state your business and your name and address. Hello. Hi.
My name was Ruthie Completely.
Completely? That might be it. Thank you.
Hello. Yeah, I know what it is.
What is it?
Completely.
Completely. That's what the other lady said. That must be it.
Yeah.
Okay, I should have called Mother, because she just wrote me a letter. The crossword puzzle enthusiast in my hometown of Kearney just died last week. You probably would have known.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, as a tribute, they buried him 6 down and 3 across.
Well, that was nice.
Goodbye. With Charlie Tuna. By the way, has anybody seen any new bumper stickers lately? Driving into work today, I haven't spotted any new original sayings in the past couple of weeks. If you've got some, just give me a call. I'd like to know about them. Charlie?
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me.
people like to talk, why don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man, oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Baby makes me smile, Lord, don't you make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad.
Can't even get my foot in one. Behind closed doors, that's Charlie Rich, what I used to be before I got into radio. It's now Charlie Tuna, and I've got some suggestions here on the telephone as to what some of the new bumper stickers are that are going around. I haven't seen one. Of course, Ralph Nader's been recalling all the cars because their bumpers are falling off, so that may account for it right away. Let's find out what they are. Hello?
The one is in big print, it says sexology, and then in small under it goes, follow me to my laboratory.
I was a minor in that.
You were?
Well, no, she was. I was a...
I was a major.
You were a major?
Yeah, I got my PhD, too.
In?
Yeah.
Oh, my mother warned me about majors. Hello?
Hi, I heard a good bumper sticker.
Uh-huh.
Milk drinkers make better lovers.
Milk can also give you a better figure, too, you know.
Yeah, I know.
All you have to do is stick a couple of milk cartons in your bra. Hello?
Hello, I saw a bumper sticker on a car on the freeway. It said, rabbit listeners are multiplying rapidly.
That's...
Have you seen it?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. How does one get one?
How does one get one?
Yeah.
Just come around here about 1 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay.
Here's my story. It's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Yeah.
away from around my two feet.
That's Neon with Charlie Tuna and the Runaround Sue. John Denver. I sometimes rather be a cowboy. Never get my leg over the horse, though, and always wound up riding side saddle. I never had any glasses either to ride off into the sunset and couldn't find out which way was west.
Jesse went away last summer, couple of months ago. After all our time together, it was hard to see her go. Call me right up when she arrived. Ask me one more time to come. Well, living on an LSD way ain't my kind of having fun. I think I'd rather be a cowboy. I think I'd rather ride the range. I think I'd beginning, it was such an easy way, laying back up in the mountains, making songs for sunny days. He got tired of picking daisies, and cooking my meal for me. He can live the life she wants to, yeah, it's all right with me. Of her laughter is a cold and empty sound, but her memory always makes me smile, and I want you to know I love her, yes I love her, just enough to let her go. I think I'd rather be a cowboy. I think I'd rather ride. I think I'd rather be a cowboy. I think I'd rather be a cowboy.
John Denver. I think I'd rather be a cowboy. That's going to can it for another Charlie Tuna show. Maybe I will be. Thank you very much for listening. Before I go, though, I want to answer a questionnaire here on the air. Somebody sent me, wants to get into the radio business, and he has some multiple choice questions. He says, why did you enter the radio business? Like to talk, money, ego trips, seem like fun, free records, more chicks, interesting, way to, all of the above, I guess, would be my answer. Why are you still on radio, it says? Camaraderie, you're a star, can't get out of it, pays the bills, more fun than other jobs. Free records, you can fully express yourself. Now, my reason for the reason I'm still in is I have a bunch of 8x10 glossy autographed photographs I still have to get rid of before I'll get out. Another question is, what radio job would you most like to have? Like turning it on. Another one says, if you had to live another's life, whose would you like to live? I think Raquel Welch's. If nothing else, just for the sheer challenge to see if I can keep my hands off myself. Before we say our goodbyes, though, a quick hello to all our friends and listeners in Ubon, Thailand. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Until that time, stay tuned. This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.